Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. This is what I'm going to be saying when I come back. Don't call it a comeback. It's Friday. We're
You're bringing the heat
fun.
With the picks. Now,
absolutely.
And again,
absolutely.
I don't want to put your record out there, 3-12.
It's
but
not
it
important.
Is,
it's
it
not
is,
important.
You know, we do three picks each week, 5 weeks in. Carl is the Phoenix, which we presume will rise from the
we'll
ashes.
Rise. I will rise.
Because Squid Billy is talking a lot of ish from the morning show.
Is
about,
he?
I don't know what his record is or how proficient he's been with the picks.
Is he using the service too?
Again, I don't think he needs a service. You've got to.
No, I'm talking about Squid.
You've got to bear down on this, as they say at Arizona.
I'm not worried about me. I'm going to be fine. You guys are blowing this out of proportion. By the way, O said he's going to call in for the picks, so he might have some secret sauce there as well for the picks. But, yeah, we're going to do that in the 4 o'clock hour. Coming up, Steve Coonan a little bit later on. Also, if you miss Brian Snicker today on the Steakhouse, great stuff. And Sandra at Steak, tremendous job and talking with the skipper. And, Mike, you know, you just, like you said, how can you not like Snit, man? I mean, like, yeah, we're disappointed. This season was a mess. But when you talk about, like, just the makeup of the man, like, how can you not like Snit?
Well, again, it's the same conversation we had yesterday talking about, you know, the similarities to Bobby Cox and why the players love playing for this guy and the job that he did, as I maintained yesterday, with less resources. And now, you know, be curious to see where they go. I was just talking to a Braves fan on Twitter, and follow us. We don't say X. Carl's put him up. C-Dukes, I'm Mike Bell, ATL. Braves, by the way, right now, are like the third highest payroll for 2026.
Escalate.
As all those contracts escalate. So, needless to say, there will be some fat will be trimmed, and that will be adjusted. I don't think it's going to look like that by the time they break camp in Northport. But that's the thing. You know, you still got to get more pitching. All the things, whoever that manager is going to be. But as you said, Snicker had so many great things to say, and where his head was at, how difficult it was to get to this point because how much he enjoys it. But, yeah, and the legacy and all the great memories, you'll hear that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour.
Hey, reminder, guys, we are your home for college football here in Atlanta starting on Saturday, 8 a.m. We get the day started right with college football game time. It's brought to you by Window Nation, windownation.com, and Alumni Hall. You can shop all your favorite schools there. It's where fans shop. Freaky, go forth. Abe Gordon and Garrett Chapman set things off. And then we've got a doubleheader Saturday, Clemson at North Carolina. Mike just mentioned the whole Belichick thing. And then that's followed by Texas at Florida. That's all this Saturday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Day-Day is doing all the things today. He's our behind-the-glass guy and, of course, executive producer as well. Stay tuned. Coming up in the 4 o'clock, or should I say the 3 o'clock hour, top of the hour, we will let you hear more about what's going on around the NFL, including what Mac Jones had to say about being the starter. He was asked that question last night after the win. I thought he handled it perfectly.
Right.
That is on the way, but Day-Day, let's get to the daily download. Mike, what do you think about David Ross, who says he's interested in managing the Braves?
I know there's a connection there, so I think some fans will be happy with it. I mean, it's not like he's been hanging around recently. So if you're looking for some kind of disconnect there, as a player with the Braves between 2009 and 2012, I thought, what do you think of his legacy as a Cubs manager? I
mean, go ahead.
I thought, you know, pretty darn good.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
As a player who won a World Series, Joe Maddon was the skipper back then. I think that some of the talent kind of aged out, and, you know, they didn't replenish perhaps as best they should. But did you see enough as a manager from his 3 years, 4 years in Chicago to say that's our guy?
Yeah, and look, this is a broad brush, all right, we're painting with when you talk about potential candidates. You're the Atlanta Braves. You don't have to settle. And there are going to be numerous guys who even we're not even talking about, or maybe we not even, have not even mentioned, that are going to be interested behind the scenes about this particular job. Because, again, when you're Snit and you're winning the way he has, Mike, people just go, he'll be there until he quits or whatever. And then it happens, and you go, wait a minute, look at the team, look how talented they are. Yeah, they need some pieces, but that is an attractive job.
Skip Schumacher's name keeps coming up, but there's no connection to Skip Schumacher to the Braves organization, which now, again, they surprised the heck out of me, and I think a lot of Braves fans would say, pretty cool. Let's change it up, get a fresh approach. But you got Mark DeRosa has been mentioned. I think some Braves fans would really love that. Walt Weiss would probably be the most uncompelling hire in the minds of a lot of Braves fans. But if you follow, if past is prologue, if your Tookus is sitting next to the skipper's Tookus, you generally get the gig.
Yep.
You know, and that's generally how it's been in time immemorial the last, 30 years for this franchise. So we'll see how it goes. There's some long shots out there. There's been college coaches mentioned. So I'm not so sure about that. But David Ross, by the way, if you go back and look at it, it was a 2020 season. They did finish first place in the Cubs. In the NL Central, lost to Miami in the NL wild card. And then after that, it was fourth, third, second, and then he got the gate.
Here's Brian Snicker today on the Steakhouse. Full interview's coming up a little bit later on the show, guys. But here's him talking about the decision-making process of retiring. Yeah, and I get that from Brian Snicker. More on that and more on his comments about what he said on the Steakhouse, Mike. But, it's interesting as he talks about contemplating these decisions. And I don't think it came easy. I just think, eventually, Mike, you know that thing where you go, I'll sleep on it, and you wake up the next morning, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, and you go, that's it. Like, it's in your head. It hasn't gone away. It hasn't faded. I think that's what he's talking about.
All right. I mean, I just know that Braves fans, they want a guy that comes in here. If I'm a Braves fan, I want some guys want. I don't care about continuity.
Okay.
I don't care about any of what. Yes, there's been success here. I would like a new, fresh approach. With everybody. Yes, that would mean new assistants, new pitching coaches, new hitting instructors, the whole shebang. And curious to see if they go in that direction. How many of the staff would be retained, for instance? Do you think that's – and guys brought up the question yesterday with Snicker having the sort of the consultant role. What is his input? I heard Steak and Sander talk about that.
It's fair.
If you have him around for his input, you take his input. And what is he thinking? How much weight does that carry?
Mike, that's a very good point, because what if, hypothetically, the front office really likes a candidate who doesn't have a connection with the Braves? And you ask Snit, and I don't know what he would say, if he knows the guy or if he has any, thought about it. But then what if he's opposite? And how much weight does that carry? It's a great point. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I want to play this for you because we have a connection with Max Fried, who is now a Yankee. Yankees have moved on. They got an incredible start last night from a kid, 24-year-old kid named Cam Sittler. And this kid went eight innings.
Easy.
Eight innings, zero runs, 12 strikeouts. He was incredible against a team in which he grew up watching in the Boston Red Sox. But Fried was talking about what he learned in the 2021 season. Listen to this. Yeah, and he said that was the thing he learned in the 2021 Braves World Series team. We'll see what happens. Playoff set now. Wild card round is done. Cubs move on. Look, if you're MLB, you're happy. Yankees,
yeah.
Cubs.
A couple of things, man. The Padres, they felt the umpiring was just horrible. Bogaerts gets punched out at the end of the game. And so as the umps, because it's, if you've ever been to Wrigley, it's a tight squeeze, even though they redid the clubhouses. But the umps have to go into the visitors' clubhouse. And so they had to get held back. I think there'll be some suspensions. Some guys are going to get fined some big money because they were trying to throw hands on the umpires.
They were.
There's a camera angle from a fan. So, and I love it because that's, was it Schilt is the manager that, he's the guy that threw after Ronald Acuna in 2019. That was the Cardinals manager who then made his way to San Diego. So that was kind of fun. I guess Aaron Boone lives to manage another day because a lot of folks were kind of blown away by, how poorly, he handled or mishandled Max Fried. But you mentioned it. And the New York, if you didn't see it, New York Post had a great headline. You mentioned, you had to be careful. Schlittler. And it says, Holy Schlit on the back page of the New York Post.
It's great. That is great.
Day-Day, that's a tabloid.
That's great.
That's a fun newspaper.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Let's get to story number two. It's Kirby Smart and the Dogs taking on Kentucky. He says Kentucky is always a tough game for them. Here's Kirby. No slow starts.
All right. Now, again, I have this love-hate relationship betting on Georgia. We'll get to our pick segment coming up next hour. But Kirby, man, 9-22-1 against the spread. That's all teams since the start of the 2023. Since 2022, 0-15-1 is double-digit favorites. 19.5 right now is down from 20.
Woo! This hour brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. Let's get to story number three. It's last night, guys. Mac Jones. Who?
Mac Jones.
Christian McCaffrey went off, and believe it or not, the 49ers, who Mike and I talked about it, 8.5-point dog, right? They were a dog going into this game. How they won this game, obviously the Rams blew it at the end, but here he is connecting with McCaffrey. 14-0 at that point, Mike.
Oof.
They would lose, obviously, the final stand where they get stopped, 26-23.
Yeah, as I said, McVay's like, that's on me. That's a horrible play call. I blanked up. But the former Marist player. But Kyron Williams with the fumble going into the goal line, that would have won. At that point, by the way, the game was under and would have finished under. Of course, it does go over. You and I were debating that at times yesterday. It goes to 49. Was it 43.5? But, the play calling and – I got to give it to, Mac Jones. And I know you're not a fan of Brock Purdy, but I will say that Mac, and I think a lot of guys agree, Mac Jones is a guy that if you put him with Shanahan from the jump, is he now getting the same kind of contract or getting a shot at it? Because if you go back and look, remember, that's when Bill Belichick, some people say that's where the worm turned. You had so much hubris, anybody can coach offense. You had Matt Patricia and the special teams coach, Joe Judge, running it. It was an unmitigated disaster. So basically, I guess some folks feel, and I saw it today on ESPN.
No, I feel this way, but that was the joke.
Orlovsky felt the same way. I mean, you were set up for failure, and now maybe he gets a chance. But if he had been drafted by San Fran, it could have been his thing.
It's not that I dislike Purdy. I just don't know what he does exceptionally well. And I've said this, and people take offense to that. You put Mac Jones in this system with this coach, it's amazing now how good he looks.
Right, and the argument was always, how does Bill Belichick not have a handle on Mac Jones when his best friend in the whole wide world is Nick Saban, drafts him from his team, and nothing goes right from Jump Street up there?
Because he left that to
Matt Patricia and Joe Judge.
Their own devices. He left that to the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You guys handle him. And it was a joke.
And they didn't like it when the quarterback, young quarterback, popped off. The media got it in Boston. That's all she wrote.
Woo! Big win last night. By the way, you guys realize this too. 49ers 3-0 in that division. That's a huge jump. Kind of sounds like the Falcons last year, Mike, when we got out to that great start. But they have been injured. We'll see if they get everybody back. More football talk coming up. Straight ahead, guys. We will start to break down some of the games that we'll be looking forward to on Sunday. Stay right there. 4th-and-1's on the way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.